This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Carpe diem. That means seize the day.
Well, that's one take on ethics.
Are you suggesting that I instead seize tomorrow?
Sort of. Our relationship to the future should influence our ethics.
But our actions take place today, not in the future. They take place in real time. We act in real time.
But our real-time decisions are best if they're influenced by our relationship to the future. Say you want to make your child happy, so you let him run wild without any discipline.
Oh, that would be fun for the child, but you'd likely end up with a brat, eventually a pushy adult, eventually an elderly brat with gray hair.
And that's why our relationship to the future is part of the ethical practice of today. The future is most useful when our thoughts about it change our actions in the here and now. You know, when we use the future to seize the day.
That's what I said. Carpe diem.
The integration of the future into our ethical practice is what's called the consequentialist approach to ethics. Consequentialism looks at the outcomes as the means for judging an act.
In that regard, consequentialism sometimes looks to the past. After all, we may not have the consequences to judge until they've happened. That is, until they become part of the past.
Perhaps it doesn't matter if you've seized yesterday or tomorrow, as long as you're reflecting upon the impact of your actions each and every day. The trick is to act in the here and now, but understand the connection between what we do and what might transpire later.
How do ethics seize your day? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org. This show is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Aaron Cutkins.